Welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. If you are new to Active Faith or you would like to know how to find us, you can find us at active-faith.org. Here at Active Faith, we are always taking back the land, expelling evil, and healing the soul all through the Word of God. Today, I am happy we're working on a little project here. I am Dr. Charlie. I'm the Executive Director of Active Faith, and I am just giddy with what God has been doing over the last 4 days. I'm going to ask Pastor Allen to go ahead and unmute himself. Okay. All right. And so here's the thing. If you're new to staking, I doubt that many of you are. If you're on here, you probably know about staking the land and using the word of God to claim territory. But if you're new to it, I just want to give you just a little brief overview. Why do we stake the land? We stake the land in spiritual warfare because Deuteronomy 6 and 9 talked about putting God's word on our gates and our doorposts. And this is just another way of doing that. There is nothing special about the stake. It is not supernatural plastic in any way. Okay. It's just plastic stake. And you can make stakes out of wood. You can make them out of metal. You can make them out of anything. But what's really important is that we understand that in the kingdom, we have to exercise our faith, and sometimes we need tools in order to do that. Staking is a prophetic act. It points to a future where the righteous replaces the evil, and it is a symbol. In fact, in the Greek, if you don't know, the word cross actually means stake. So when we're putting a stake in the ground, it is really a metaphor, it's a symbol for putting the cross in the ground. And we have done this in many, many places. In fact, in person, I've staked close to 60,000 square miles over several years. And it's just a really great way to establish God's kingdom in the earth. So let me tell you why we're having a special event today. I have with me, you see him on the screen. His name is Pastor Alan Johnson, and his buddy Lynn. And so there have been some things going on in our country. And now, Pastor Alan, you're muted, so you're going to have to take yourself off mute. Okay. And now I can't see you, and I want to see your handsome face. There you go. All right. So about 4 days ago, I was in prayer. Now, y'all, this is 4 days ago, 4 days. And the Lord showed me a picture when I was praying. And this doesn't happen all the time, but I got to tell you, when it does, it usually means something. And so I was praying. And can I just tell y'all, I was not praying for Minnesota. I was not praying for Minneapolis. I was not praying for Pastor Allen. I think I might have been praying for my husband, but it doesn't matter. I was praying and I was talking to the Lord, and I just said, where do you want to go this morning? What do you want to say? And all of a sudden, I saw a picture of Pastor Allen. Now you can see this man right here. He's a character. I'm sure you can just tell by looking at him. He is special beyond special. Yeah, and Glenn agrees. Okay. But I saw him pulling a cross, a big, tall cross, across the state of Minnesota. Now, for those of you who don't know, we're all from Texas. And he was pulling the cross across the state of Minnesota. And as he did, the bottom of the cross that he was pulling acted like a trowel or something like an implement on the back of a tractor. And it was pulling back the topsoil and underneath it revealed this rich, dark, lush soil. And I'm not a farmer, y'all. I'm not a farmer. And I said, Lord, what are you trying to say? And this is what he laid on my heart, that Minnesota has a lot of opinions about it right now. There are a lot of people with some opinions about Minnesota. And a lot of people are forming opinions based on the topsoil, based on what looks like fallow ground, dead ground, unused ground, or bad soil. But as that cross was pulled through that soil, it was ripping up that top layer and it was revealing this really good dirt. And he said, that dirt is ready to be seeded. And I was like, ooh, all right. Well, I just kind of stayed with that for a few minutes. And then I was like, well, I feel like I'm supposed to call my friend, Pastor Allen. Now, I'm going to pause right there in the story. Can you hear me, Pastor Allen?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, great. Okay. I want to pause right there in the story because Pastor Allen has this beautiful church called Treasure here in East Texas, but he and some of his just godly, these godly men that he serves with and loves on people with have made more than one trip with a cross. How tall is your cross, actually?
12 feet.
12 feet. It's 12 feet high. It's got some wheels on the bottom, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And they pull it, and they have pulled it to some really hard, broken, desolate places. And I have watched time and time again that you see them on social media or they come back and they tell these stories. And Pastor Allen, I just want to verify, sometimes we need authenticity when the Lord shows us something. I had not spoken to you in a month, 2 months. It had been a minute.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't go to the same church. We have a lot of mutual friends, but we don't see each other all the time. So when the Lord showed me something about Pastor Allen, I had to be obedient and I had to call him. And he is now about to leave on a trip. And where are you leaving for tomorrow, Pastor Allen?
We're headed for Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yes, you are. And I am so pr I'm excited. I'm not excited for the temperatures. I am praying about those temperatures for you and the weather, but I am very excited about what God is going to do there, because literally in 4 days,
Yes.
God laid it on your heart. God showed me that you were going, and I called you and confirmed it. You have three men going with you, and three are from Texas and one is from Oklahoma. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And I just want to give y'all an example of what happens when Pastor Allen and some of these men take this cross places. Pastor Allen, this is not the first time that you've been to Minneapolis, is it?
Oh, ma'am.
Would you please tell us about the first time you went to Minneapolis during the George Floyd riots?
I will, but I just want to say how much we love Jesus, that everything is about the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Desperate, lost sinner without him, and everything is about just sharing the love of Jesus, period. And Preston, are you there? Is Preston Dozier on with you, Charlie?
Yes, he is. So I'm
Okay.
going to ask him
Yeah.
to start his video.
Good. Preston, can you hear me? Charlie, I want you to have Preston tell that story if you can. He told it very well in church this morning about what happened when God called us to go see love the people at the George Floyd when the George Floyd murder took place. And how God moved in those moments. So, Press, could you share that story with us?
Are you there, Preston?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Great.
Yes. We can't see you.
Okay. I'm not sure what happened here. There we go. Start the video. How about now?
No.
Not sure.
We can hear you. Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
It's probably because I got one of these good phones. I got an Android. But now, so when we were there in 2020, we carried four crosses out there, about seven or eight guys. And so when we rolled up, there were for a half, you could just hear the chaos for blocks and blocks away at the George Floyd memorial site. And we rolled up in there with our crosses, and we really didn't say anything. We just set the crosses down, and the people just become a peace. When the crosses rolled up, we'd gotten a circle, and the people that were so chaotic, all of a sudden they began to come to the cross. And for like 5 to 6 hours straight, people began to kneel at the cross and began to pray. And it just brought a peace to the whole atmosphere. But as we did leave, we noticed that the chaos had started back. But we've Berkeley, California, Oakland, we've done this crosswalk in many places where there's a lot of turmoil, and it's the same thing where the cross shows up. It just something, it, the whole atmosphere changes when that cross shows up. And I love the vision that you had, that cross is going to be tilling, plowing some ground. And I think this ground is ready for seed. And I definitely think God had been putting it on my heart to go here for several weeks now. And I think the confirmation was when Alan said you called him, I said, let's go. I didn't even have to think about it.
Yes, that is beautiful. Thank you so much, Preston, for sharing that. So in preparation for these four gentlemen going, you know, you ask the Lord, what is it that you needs to happen first? It was laid on their hearts. It was confirmed. The money was raised for the trip in less than 24 hours. Literally, it just took a few phone calls, and all the things came together. And that was on Wednesday and Thursday. And tomorrow morning, y'all are leaving really early, correct, Pastor Allen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We'll leave from here.
Right. Okay. So they're going to be making this trip, and we are definitely going to be praying over them. But here's what I want to do. We're going to stake the entire state of Minnesota here online, virtually, here in just a minute. And let me explain a little bit about this, because there's it's one thing to take your stake and to put it in the ground, and it's got the word of God on it, and you've done something tangible. But very oftentimes we've received calls that, well, I want to stake my daughter's house and she won't let me, or I'm afraid to stake this property because of the backlash or whatever, but I really want the word of God there. And so we lean into James 2, 21 to 22. It says, don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so we believe in activating our faith in whatever way we are allowed and able, so that we can lay the land with the word of God. So we're going to do that virtually today. It is not the first time we've ever done this. We have virtually staked Israel twice. We have virtually staked many states. We virtually staked different places, different homes, different places of crime. And so today we are going to love on the people of Minnesota and stake their state. just because we want the love of Jesus to be felt by every Minnesotan. This is not a political gimmick. This is nothing about politics. This is about the love of Jesus permeating a people through his work. That's what this is about. Preston, did you say something?
Oh, no, I'm just in agreement with you.
Okay, praise God. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen. And there are a couple of people on here that are prepared. You can go ahead and unmute yourself, those of you who are going to speak the word today. All right, I'm going to wait until I can at least get a thumbs up from Pastor Allen that he is ready and he can at least see something on my screen.
I see the state of Minnesota.
Okay, great, great. So this is where we're going to start. And I'm going to ask Lori. Lori, are you there? Lou Jean, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Lou Jean, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and start.
Thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Yes.
God's children, Christians, have the right to stake the land. I will be reading and praying the following word of God. Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth. God is a protector, a shield, a refuge, a savior. 2 Samuel 22, verse 3. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. He is my refuge, my savior, the one who saves me from violence. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 and 22. I gave orders for all of us to fast and humble ourselves before God. We prayed that he would give us a safe journey and protect us, our children, and our goods as we traveled. God's hand of protection is on all who worship him, but his fierce anger rages against those who abandon him. Job chapter 1, verse 10. You have always put a wall of protection around him, his home, and his property. Job chapter 11, verse 18. Having hope will give you courage. You will be protected and you will rest in safety. Psalm 7, verse 1. I come to you for protection, O Lord my God. Save me from my persecutors. Rescue me. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who come to him for protection. Isaiah 33, verse 21. The Lord will be our mighty one. He will be like a wide river of protection that no enemy can cross and that no enemy ship can sail upon. The reading of God's word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lori, are you there?
I am now. I'm so used to Teams.
It's okay. All right. Can you continue our scriptures?
Yes. Pull that up. Got Jeremiah 1:8. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and I will protect you, says the Lord. Matthew 26:53. Don't you realize that I could ask my Father for thousands of angels to protect us, and he would send them instantly. Woohoo, do it, Lord.
Yes.
Mark 6:20. For Herod respected John, and knowing that he was a good and holy man, he protected him. So, Lord, just protect these guys as they go throughout their journey.
Yes.
Luke 4:10. He will order his angels to protect and to guard you. In the name of Jesus, we ask for it and thank you for it. John 17:11. Holy Father, you have given me your name. Now protect them by the power of your name so that they will be united just as we are. So, Lord, unite them. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. And, Father God, we just pray that Jesus, Jesus, Jesus go before them. And the name of Jesus above them and below them and beside them and behind them, Father God. Acts 26:22. But God has protected me right up to this present time so that I can testify to everyone from the least to the greatest. Lord, just give them awesome testimonies, divine appointments wherever they go right now in the name of Jesus, every step that they take. 1 Peter 1:5, and through your faith, God is protecting you by his power. God welcomes prayers and protections for you and your city. So we just pray that over Minnesota, the whole state right now in Jesus' name. And Nehemiah 4:9, but we prayed to our God and guarded this city and the state the day and night to protect ourselves. So Lord, we just pray for their protection, Father God. Just go before them and prepare the way. Lord, divine appointment all the way up there, all the way there, and all the way back. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Yes. And today I also want to, because I know that Pastor Allen's heart is salvation, and I know that his heart is Jesus. He said that at the very beginning of this podcast. And so, Kimmy, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes. I would love for you to read these prayers about salvation as we virtually stake the state of Minnesota.
Okay. Abba, Father, your word says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. We pray that for every lost soul in Minnesota, Father. We also pray Romans 10:9, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We ask that, Lord, for every lost soul. And as you stated in Acts 4:12, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And finally, Lord, your good word says, John 5:24, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life.
Yes. And I want to end with some scriptures of peace today, because we want peace for this state of Minnesota. We want peace for the city of Minneapolis and the surrounding areas where there has been so much turmoil. And so I read 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Romans 12:18, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. And lastly, we pray over the state of Minnesota and these men who are traveling there, Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. So right now, I just want to thank everyone for participating, and I'm going to pray. Josh Smedley, are you available? Can you hear me, Josh?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Josh, would you please pray over these men as they travel for their trip?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I'm asking for your favor. I'm asking for your wisdom. And I'm asking for all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all the supernatural powers and gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're going into evil right now. They're going to be surrounded by evil. But I know that you will protect them, Lord, because they're going to trust in you. Because you're the one true God. And these are the little lowercase g gods. They have no power over you. And I just want to commend these men for their bravery and their service to the Lord. They're going into battle right now. There's an operation in Minnesota. There's been spiritual things going on. You've showed me this week as well, Lord. Just for example, the Church of Satan gave Governor Tim Walz an award this week, and it's posted in the state capital of Minnesota right now. So, Lord, Jesus, we know there's a spiritual battle going on right now, and we're sending your top Delta Force spiritual operators right now to do some Holy Spirit work and spiritual warfare right now. So, Lord, I ask that you guide their arrows, pierce those hearts to turn to Jesus.
Yes.
And turn away from the man of lawlessness who I believe has put his spirit and his influence over this state. But we're asking for the soul of the Lord to get deep roots and let these people of Minnesota turn to you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And
yes, Lord.
Just bless these brothers for their bravery and their obedience to your calling, Lord. And I thank you for their hearts and their service. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord, I also call forth divine appointments for these men as they travel. Lord, I ask that you would give them clear discernment and unity in their group so that they go where they need to go and they stay away from where they need to stay away. Mm-hmm. Lord, I ask, and Lord, this is a fleshly request, but I ask that you keep them warm.
Yes.
Wherever they go in these sub-zero temperatures, I ask that there would literally be a bubble of warmth around them wherever they go, mm-hmm. that they will not suffer for their toils and their work, that they would truly be blessed with warmth, and that they would know that you are with them. Father, I ask that you sustain them in every way, that you sustain their physical bodies, that you sustain their spirits, that you sustain their vehicle, that you sustain their safety. And above all things, I ask that your hand of mercy and compassion would be over them and extend to those that they minister to. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Pastor Allen, amen. We love you.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
And can I mention one thing?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. So the Lord is telling me something that I think that all of America needs to be cognizant of right now, especially those of us that are those folks that worship Fox News and hate on CNN. The battle is not against people. It is against the devil, period. It is against all the demonic spirits. And what we tend to do as purported Christians is skip over the scripture that says, do not judge or you'll be judged. And what we do is we begin to judge people that don't have the same political agenda that supposed Christians do. And we don't understand that if we walk with a hard heart against people, our prayers are going nowhere, period. So I'm asking everybody on this podcast to examine your heart and begin to forgive forgive the people that have the wrong agenda right now, because it's not them that has the agenda. It's the devil that is having influence over them that has the agenda. The people are just puppets. And right now, in Jesus' name, we have to come into this place where we recognize that. And we say, Lord, we love those people because Jesus loves them. Jesus loves the world. And we have to come into that place, or our prayers that we are very sincere about. The Bible says if we harbor any kind of evil or iniquity in our heart, he won't hear our prayer. And if we're walking in judgment, that counts, my friends. So right now, and I know people on both sides of this thing. As a matter of fact, by the grace of God, Preston has been involved with me, and we've done our best. The Lord has been helping several families that are immigrant families from all different kind of countries that are here legally, because God helped them come here legally, and we met them at the border, and we brought them into our community and our family. And some of them are having trouble because of the changes that Trump has made recently. And these are real families that love Jesus that are caught right in the middle of this thing. The idea that everybody that's from these countries is a rapist and a murderer is a lie. Okay, so that's a lie. Okay. These are people that may or may not be Christian people, but many of them are Christian people, and they're caught up in the middle of this thing. So we need to focus on what the real problem is, and it is the devil's power, the devil's influence that's been allowed to be had in these places. Everything that Active Faith is doing and Steve is doing and that we stand for is about the powers of these principalities of these areas.
Yes.
We can't remove the principalities, but we can stand in agreement under the blood of Jesus and break their power over them. Some of them have been given legal rights, like hanging the banner from the Church of Satan in the temple over there, not in the temple, but in the courthouse over there. That's a legal right that those guys have. So what we're doing is bringing the cross of Christ Jesus to say, we're taking the legal right back against these spirits of darkness in Jesus' name. That's what we saw happen when the crosses came into the George Floyd Memorial, which was completely demonic. And they have a complete demon worshiping place right there. They've erected five fists like this, like every point on the pentagram. Is just erected right there over this whole place, and it's been given legal authority right there. Well, we're asking God that the power of the living spirit that's within all of us would come in love, and the cross of Christ Jesus would take back the legal authority in these areas in Jesus' name. We're asking that everybody that is praying would examine your heart and say, you know what, I'm holding something against people that I don't agree with politically. Well, guess what? Our power of prayer is just diminished radically, okay? We have to release those people and forgive them and release them in Jesus' name. And understand that this whole thing is a bait of Satan. The whole thing is a bait of Satan to tear people apart from each other.
Yes.
God says, Jesus said, if we're not gathering, we're scattering. And politically, there's way too much scattering going on. And when that cross goes in there, there ain't going to be no scattering. The love of Jesus is universal. For every side of this thing and every hurt person, the reason people that are acting so radical is because they're hurt. It's very simple. They're hurt one way or the other, and we get a chance to say, you know what, got the answer to that hurt. I don't have it, but it comes from heaven. It comes from that cross in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And I thank you so much, Charlie, for this opportunity for us to come together in unity to see God win.
Absolutely.
A great battle right here in Jesus' name. Sean Foyt is heard the same thing we heard. He's a praise leader that does worship all over America. Well, he's landing at the same time, the same day, I think, that we're landing over there to bring the power of worship as a weapon to ambush the enemy, is what the scripture says. So these things are happening in concert, Charlie, because you were in your prayer closet and you heard from the Lord Jesus.
That's
we're all
going
to be on the same page. Our leader, his name's Gary Don Holly. He's gone on to be with Jesus. And he always
I know that rascal beat us to heaven.
He made it to heaven.
Oh, man.
With my wife. My wife just made it about 11 months ago, too. But we're going in there with one intention in mind, and that is love, period, in Jesus'
yes.
name. And I thank you that Active Faith is doing it that same way to God's glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Charlie,
amen.
For this opportunity.
Absolutely. And Pastor Allen, you guys, I know that you have a lot of preparations to do, and so we're going to release you and let you go. But know that our prayers and our love are following you, and I will be waiting for those updates.
Amen. And hey, thanks for praying for that. We won't get too cold.
Yeah.
That's one of my primary focuses, is that you stay warm. I don't want you to come back to Texas all upset because you were too cold.
We ain't going to be upset. We're going to be holding high the cross of Christ Jesus in every step. And we thank God for this opportunity. We love you guys. Y'all are our family, and we can't wait to check in with you. All right.
Be blessed.